Amen. Romans 8:31. What does it say? It's a popular scripture in this ministry. Everybody, can we read it together? What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Some people that they are not reading it. Read it with understanding. Let's start again. What shall we then say to these things? Everybody, if God be for us, who can be against us? Because it is written. Go and ask Balaam and he will tell you. Now when he was hired to curse the children of Israel, covenant children of Israel, God told him, others in the walk, but for these ones, I have blessed them, you cannot curse them. Whom God blesses, no one can curse. You don't believe it? Who God blesses, no one can unbless you. So that you'll understand why he says all things work together for good. Because sometimes when God wants to give you special blessing, he will do it in a special way. When God wanted to answer our prayer, there are some blessings God gives you without even your prayers. Because it is written that he, God, will give you exceedingly abundantly above what you even ask. Including the things you didn't ask, he will answer. That's the God we serve. When it is time for God, listen very well so that you'll understand Romans 8:28, that all things work together for good to them that love God. Oh, you must love him. Oh, you must love him. Oh. Amen. You must love him. Oh. You must make him your Lord. And the evidence that he's your Lord is that you will keep his commandments. And to them who are the called according to his purpose. And God calls us to fulfill his purpose. And his purpose is that he will have a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. And his purpose for calling us is that he will mold us and conform us to the image of his son, Jesus. And his purpose for calling us is to harvest a group of people away from this earth, then come and cleanse this earth with fire. He calls us so that he can take us in a rapture. He calls us into a marriage feast. The purpose he has called us is to declare his glory on earth here. Is to declare his attributes. That is the purpose why he has called us. He can do and undo. And he will look for somebody that he can use to prove that he can do and undo. Do you know that Pharaoh was God's servant? He called him his servant. I said, for this purpose he raised him up, Pharaoh, so that he will show his greatness on earth. And he showed him Pepe. After showing him, he finished him again. That is our God. Listen, when God is about, we are special children of God. Can I see your hand up if you are special? When God therefore deals with us in a special way, special way. Special way so that if you don't know it, you will miss it. When God wants to bless you and you are special, he will bless you in a special way. Hey, I want to express this. Hallelujah. Just continue to serve him. He knows what to do with you. When we are in this church, in this land here, mosquito finish us. Anytime we come together, Porto Porto here, we filled this place. All here was water. We put a small shed here. What would they manage? They serve our God here. Upon how wretched we are, the enemy was still not happy with us. Amen. Something I told somebody yesterday in counseling, I said that it is only people that have a good destiny that the enemy comes after. You better understand that. It is only one. There are some people that from birth, immediately they gave birth to you, is trouble, 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 trouble. It's because the enemy has seen your destiny, has seen your glory. If you are useless, do you see anybody bother with a madman where they chop for dustbin? A tree that has no fruit, will you stone it? It is the fruit they see that they stone it, so that the fruit will fall down. Always know why Satan is after you. Why me? Why me? I try my best. I try my best. I serve God. I do this. I do this. But every time it's battle, 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 battle. It is because Satan has seen that where you are going, he will never go there. He has seen that you are going to heaven. And all he's saying is, before you go, I will suffer you here small. Always remember that if you are not special, nobody will take notice of you. Always remember, if you are not attractive, nothing will be attracted to you. If you have no life around you, praise the Lord, nothing will come near you. So don't get worried that you are serving God faithfully, faithfully, and yet things are going up and down. It has to happen because Satan and the enemy, your enemy, is not happy. Because he has seen where you are going. He has seen your end. Even your end that you yourself you have not seen. He has seen it already. But the Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? But God, you were there. God, you were there. You watched Cain kill Abel. God, you are there. And you are seeing them feeding your people to the lions in the first church age. In the early Christian history. But God, you are there, you are there, you are seeing them eject me from the house. This house where they do vigil every night. You put me to shame. They are now laughing at me. The neighbors are laughing at me. Where is that your God? Now they have thrown me out. Now I don't have a house. Anytime you find yourself in that negative condition, hallelujah, always remember that all things work together for good. Hallelujah. He works in ways we cannot understand. But whichever way he sees you through, always know that your latter end will be better than your former estate. Always remember that. So just push on. Just continue. Just move on. Just continue serving God. He promised us that he will be with us to the end of the world. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, when you pass through the fire, he said he will not quench the fire, but he will be there with you inside the fire. He didn't say he will quench the fire. He said he will be there with you. Did he say he will quench it? He said when you pass through the water, he will be just swimming with you and moving with you as you are drowning. He will not dry the water. Amen. Praise the Lord. The reason is because God looks at his concluded works concerning you. He has settled it. And whatever you go through is only your pathway to your destiny. Whatever you go through, it is the road to your destiny. And every one of us, we don't have the same destiny. Therefore, we will not go through the same experiences. What God wants to achieve using you may be different from what he wants to achieve using me. But it's the same God taking you through to the destiny that he himself has destined for us all. Always remember, hallelujah, we are living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in his great love. From all I'm saying, in his sheltering arms, I'm living by faith, and be no one. If you are looking for fruit of the womb, and you have not given your child, your expected child, the name, you are not ready for that child yet. Faith goes with action. You want to travel abroad. You want to travel abroad. The evidence you are planning to travel abroad is that you will have a visa. If God be for us, who will be against us? God determined that this church will have a permanent structure. What did he do? The first thing he did was to inform me. This took place 2012. He visited me. I came to the church. He spoke to me, and said, the next year was 2013. He said, 2013 shall be the year of reconstruction. And I said, hey, God is going to reconstruct my life. It go better for me. That is the word of the Lord for 2013 for Brother Assembly. And I came to the church on Sunday. He told me on Saturday, also on Sunday, the next day I came to church. I said, this is thus said the Lord. And I said it confidently. I said, I know when he speaks to me like that, it come to pass. And the whole church was rejoicing. They jump. He said, reconstruction. I think, say, in our life, we go reconstruct. Few days after, caterpillar entered this place. Amen. Caterpillar from Alausa. They gathered themselves, so they came here without notice. Without notice. No gifted brother or sister saw that demolition. And some of them were feeling so humiliated. Me that say, I am the mandate. The one prophetic mandate that we hold on. Amen. Me that we stand here and say, Adura mi tigba. This one, no tigba, nothing. Amen. Because you know your prayer can spoil things even sometimes with God. So that if he show you, you will pray against it. So he made sure, because this is his program. Listen, church. Two things here. There is nothing that happens to us without God's revealing it to us. Every child of God. But when it is his will, he will reveal it to you. No matter how you pray, it will still come to pass. So that you will know it is his will. After all, some you pray, it will stop. Why this one? No, stop. That is to let you know it is his will. But the devil will come and tell you, you see, you not answer your prayer again. You're out of favor. It's because you lied yesterday. That's why. No. Or it will happen and you will not know it. Praise the Lord. You will not know it. Although sometimes when he's telling you, you may not know. You may not hear because you are sleeping. Praise God. Tap your neighbor. Say, if God be for us, who can be against us? Tap your neighbor. All things work together for good. Tell three people around you. Let them know. That is the truth. Some of you don't know how to. You are walking with God. You don't study him. You will be very miserable Christian. Study him so that you will understand things happening around you as a Christian. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All things work together for good. Have that at the back of your mind. Our God is not a wicked God. So that you will understand. Sometimes, and whatever, he has a reason for choosing which way for you to go. Why will he wait to allow me, you know, go to prison before he reveal himself to me? In office, just as I walk up the road, appear, fiam, mold me. Why did he wait until you fall sick before he reveal himself to you? When he cry, say, he die. Then he come to you, mercy. Then you say, God is merciful. Start to serve him. Why did he just, you know, some people just as they sit down like this for church, now they preach, now they give their life to Christ. But why he come meet beside me, my own, now inside prison yard? Why? He has a reason. He knows how to catch everybody, and the best way to catch you. He knows how to mold you to achieve his purpose. Praise the Lord.